A dirt gray NMLS number 222785. New Mexico reverse mortgage NMLS number is 1102656. This information is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or a government agency. If the borrower does not meet loan obligations such as taxes and insurance, then the loan will need to be repaid. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage and hosted by Dirk Gray. My hope is that you will join me on Saturdays along with our other guests as we explore all things senior. We're having a wonderful response from the senior community, and I thank you for your kind words and encouragement. If you have any suggestions for topics or guests you'd enjoy hearing from, please let me know. Okay, I'm joined in studio by my producer, Bob.
Good afternoon, Bob.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Well, Gray Matters is dedicated entirely to all things senior. Each week I have guests in the studio talking about what they know best and answering your questions and concerns. It will all be related to our senior community population. News, community, health, lifestyle, finance, real estate, events surrounding seniors, and many other topics. Also, as a couple of announcements, seniors are able to ride the Rail Runner for free during the summer, and the Senior Olympics annual summer state games are July 19th through the 23rd here in Albuquerque. This show is brought to you by our producer, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, helping you move forward in reverse. Our website is www.reversenm.com, and our office phone number is 505-897-4900. Or you can contact 770kkob.com and go to the Gray Matters program page. Today on the show, my guests are Phil Shortell and Carol. How pronounce your last name for me?
It's Petronovich.
Petronovich.
They just call me Carol P. That's easier.
Thank you, Carol. And also Jason Pike from First Mortgage Company. We're going to open up the phone lines, so please call if you'd like to ask Phil or Carol a question. The phone number is 243-3333. Welcome to the show, Phil and Carol.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for having us, Dirk.
You know what? I was excited when, I mean, you guys know that this senior show is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited when we ran into you at the KKOB 95th birthday
gala
party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were also excited about coming on and explaining what you guys do. And then I was doubly glad because you told me Carol was going to come down. So, give us some background on Computer Corner.
Sure. My husband, Joe, and I founded Computer Corner in 1983, so this is our 34th year in business. And Phil likes to joke that I started the company when I was five, but the truth is I didn't. So I am really interested in your show as I am getting a little bit older, more mature.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been under the original local in ownership since 1983 right here in New Mexico, so we're locally owned and operated 100%.
Well, you know, I listen to you guys, and I'm sure you have people that are somewhat savvy with computers and others that don't know very much at all. I'm one of those ones that if I screw around with it much, I'm probably going to break it.
Well, the people that come to Computer Corner run the gamut from people who are already experts but can't get something that they want to figure it out, mm-hmm. and people who are brand new to it. And we do our best to give the proper level of service to every one of them.
And I know we're going to talk a little bit later about how you interact with seniors.
Yes, we are.
Well, you also, tell us about some of the awards you've received, Carol.
Well, we're very fortunate because we've had such great support from the community for all these years. But we've also won some national awards. Computer Corner's been on the Inc. 500 list of the top growing private companies in the United States for 2 years. We've won other national awards, but some of the best ones are the local awards. So there's a Flying 40, top 40 technology companies in New Mexico. We've been on that list for about 10 years. And we are also one of the top 100 privately owned companies in New Mexico. So we've gotten a lot of attention, and when we feel honored.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, you know what? And you should feel honored because I think you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Phil, how long you do the educational part of?
Yeah, I do a lot of the training at Computer Corner.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
I'm not sure I want to admit, but I I got my first teacher's credential in 1966. Okay, and before I went, that was before I went into computers. I was a teacher. I was actually a phys ed teacher. And then after 1 year of that, nothing wrong with phys ed teachers. I think it's wonderful and all that. But I decided it really wasn't going to be for me. And I then went into training for computers. And ever since I took the computer training, which was in 1966, 67, every time I turn around, I've been teaching in the computer business from mainframes through the PCs.
And you, Enfield, you teach classes or how?
We do. And Carol could probably tell that. We have a beautiful classroom and a new one coming up that's even better than the one we have right now.
So we do classroom training, but for seniors especially, I think one of the biggest benefits that we have to offer is that Phil does one-on-one personal tutoring. And he's phenomenal because he knows so much, having been doing this for so long and playing with computers for so long. He pretty much, in a one-on-one situation, can go to someone's house or they can come to our computer center, and he can answer questions from internet to Facebook to Microsoft Outlook and Excel, etc.
Or so, if they want something on IBM mainframes, they could probably pick that up too, but I don't think anybody would, any of the seniors would be.
Not so much anymore. No.
Probably not.
But, you know, we do classes too, and for one, our Windows 10 class, Become a Pro at Windows 10, we have a lot of seniors come into that one as a group class too. And it's geared, you know, because it falls into a nice level playing field there, and we get a lot of people to do that. But I agree with Carol that if there's a senior who wants to learn something particular, the best way to go is a one-on-one tutorial.
Well, they just get the most attention.
Absolutely.
How long have you all worked together?
I think we're going on 14 now.
Oh, gosh, yeah,
really?
14 years?
14 years, 13 plus anyway, since I first came to New Mexico.
Well, see, I kind of figured you guys were married. But do you ever get that?
No.
No,
no, we don't.
So, we really haven't ever.
No
one's
I'm
ever said
first.
That.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So 14 years.
Yeah.
And you primarily do the teaching, Phil.
That's what I do there. And, you know, occasionally I will help people with hardware. If I'm asked to go out to someone's home to work with them on software, I'm also capable of, you know, helping them get their hardware set up and stuff like that.
And then, Carol, do you manage the operation, so to speak?
Right. I'm sort of the general manager at Computer Corner, but I'm also our top sales person. I mostly work with the government accounts. We have contracts with the state of New Mexico and Bernalillo County and Los Alamos Laboratory, and I manage those contracts and interface directly with the majority of those customers myself.
Is it true that laptops are designed to last like 3 years?
Depends on the laptop.
Yeah.
It does.
So if you buy an inexpensive unit, just a rule of thumb, if it's fairly inexpensive, it may not last you 3 years. So then that's one of the reasons at Computer Corner we sell what we call a business class computer. It's going to cost you just a little bit more, but it's going to last you from 3 to 5 years. So there is a difference, and price is part of that factor.
When you say a little bit more, how much is it, Carol?
Oh, $50, $100 max.
That's not bad.
It's not right, and to get another year or possibly 2 years out of your computer investment, I think that's an important investment.
Well worth the extra small amount of money.
Sure.
Well, I'm concerned about mine, so I may be coming to see you.
Okay.
Please do.
Well, now would be a good time because we have a short turnaround in the shop. So,
thank you, Phil. Okay. They're telling us,
it's time.
I guess Bob is telling me it's time to take a break. You're listening to Gray Matters Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage here on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters Discussing All Things Seniors is heard live weekly on Saturdays beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time and streams to a global audience on 770kkob.com. All right, I'm continuing my conversation with Phil and Carol from Computer Corner, and I'm learning and enjoying this. Does a senior need a special computer?
What a great question. You want to handle that one? Because we've actually talked about that on our own show.
Well, they do make computers that are supposedly geared towards seniors, but they cost a lot more than your average computer. I don't sell those because we don't need to. We have tips and tricks mm-hmm. up our sleeves that we can help you with an average, regular old computer to make it function a little bit better, maybe because of eyesight needs or things like that.
Yeah.
We can help you get your computer working better for you as a senior.
We can, in essence, help you configure your computer so it would be like one of those ones geared at seniors, you know, where they're trying to sell it directly to seniors. And one of the things, I know you mentioned some of the things that they're more expensive, but the other thing is that they're not upgradable. They're not
right.
designed so that you can run all the applications. And once a senior gets comfortable with their computer, they're likely going to want to do other things. And those senior-focused computers are not capable of going ahead and doing running applications like Microsoft Word.
So one of the things that Phil teaches, if you do one-on-ones with him, a tutoring session, if you will, is that he can show you how to enlarge the print on your screen of your laptop or your desktop. And there's numerous ways of doing that.
Mm-hmm. And if you're really vision impaired, how to change it to a color scheme that will be more appropriate for your needs. And there are so many other things. If you have difficulty with typing, there are some tricks that we can do to help you make it easier to do some of the multiple keystrokes that work in computers, too.
Well, and I want to remind everybody that's listening, the phone lines are open at 243-3333, and take advantage of having Phil and Carol here to answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
What services or training does Computer Corner offer that would benefit seniors?
Well, we talked a little bit about the one-on-one tutoring, and of course we also, Phil mentioned the Windows 10 class, which does have quite a few seniors in it, I think, because right now Windows 10 is the operating system sold on most computers, and many of us who had maybe an XP-based computer are suddenly forced into a new computer with Windows 10, and it's a little bit of a daunting experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that a lot of our seniors are in the Windows 10 class, whereas some of the younger generation doesn't need to because they're used to smartphones and all these other gadgets. They pick up on it a little bit more quickly. But the other thing that we do offer at Computer Corner for that new computer, whether you bought it at Computer Corner or not, we have technicians, and Phil joins in with this sometimes. We have our technicians who can go out and set up the computer, get you started on it, interface with Comcast if that's, or your other service providers.
Mm-hmm.
So all that stuff that is just so hard to figure out sometimes, we can come out and help them through that experience, especially if they've had to get a new computer and they weren't really wanting to.
Yeah, one of the things I would like to say too is that I talk about our retail people, because our retail people are really good. It's not like going into the big box store where yesterday the guy was in refrigerators or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And retail people are going to talk to the person, whether it's a senior or not, and try to figure out exactly what it is they want to get accomplished in using the computer, and then help them tailor a system that meets their needs instead of one size fits all.
That's great. Well, we've got a call from Russell. Russell, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Hi, Russell. How may we help you?
Well, I have two computers, an older one that did have Excel on it. I had operating system 7-foot on it, and it works very well most of the time, but a neighbor talked me into buying a newer computer with a large screen, and mm-hmm. I'm legally blind, and I use Dragon and Zoom Text.
Okay.
But with the new computer, I went from operating 8 to 10. And in both cases, I seem to have a lot of trouble. And I was wondering if I should go have 7 put on my new computer, because 7 on the old computer works very well most all the time.
So here's the situation. your new computer with that came with Windows 10 may not be able.
It came with 8.
Oh, it came with 8. Okay, so 8 or 10, they're kind of like the same family, I'll say. It's possible that your computer may not be capable of having the Windows 7 operating system installed on it because the newer components in your computer may not be compatible with Windows 7. So that's one thing to think about. But the other thing is that eventually we're all going to be in Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might just want to stop fighting it, maybe. And you might really benefit from that Windows 10 class at Computer Corner or some personal time with Phil Schwartel.
Yeah, or if you see Shay.
Well, my problem is I live in Santa Fe and I can't drive because of my vision.
Got it. Ideas, Phil?
Yeah, we could look at this every once in a while, not on a very frequent basis, but we do some things up in Santa Fe, and if we could coordinate that with one of the other things going on, that might be something we could do. So how about if we have Bob put him on hold and get a phone number, and if we have something
yes.
that is going on, we'll be happy to give you a call and let you know when we're going to be in the Santa Fe area and how
okay.
we might be able to come in and help you, son.
Yeah, that's a ways off, but we will be doing some training for the Department of Information Technology at the state in Santa Fe, but it's in July. So I'm feeling like we want to help you before July so that you are happy with your new computer and Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's one other thing perhaps I should mention. I had ZoomText 10.1, and the ZoomText people put 11 on temporarily. And I can purchase it from them, but the man I talked to kind of gave me the impression I was just as well off with 10.1. Do you know whether there's... I would have an advantage to go into 11 or not with ZoomText?
There is no specific advantage that I know of, David. And besides, actually, there's stuff that's built into Windows that does some of the things that the ZoomText does. And,
okay.
you know, without you having to purchase additional software, and that's one of the things that we try to do at Computer Corner all the time. We try to show people what they can do with what they've got without having to make additional purchases. But I know of no major difference between 11 and 10. But then again, that's not one of my concentration areas.
Right. Okay.
But appreciate you calling, Russell.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So I hope that he can give his number to Bob, our producer. If not, Russell, please email us at radioshow@compcorner.com, and we will see if there's something we can do to help you out with your Windows 10 woes.
Matter of fact, I have an idea, but I'll talk to you about that offline, you know, because I do go up to Santa Fe for other things from time to time, and if I'm there, I'm there.
Hey, Russell, Bob, my producer, just asked if you would call back and give him your phone number. We'd appreciate it. Thank you, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is different about teaching seniors?
Okay, this is going to sound a little bit odd. There is nothing different about teaching seniors. And the point that I'm making is here. What a teacher is supposed to do is to understand the pupil and figure out the best way to address that pupil, whether it's a senior or a child, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we always try to do at Computer Corner. And that's what the advantage of a one-on-one session is.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit down and talk to you. You can ask me your questions. And then I can translate into the language that you want to hear
mm-hmm.
how this will work. That's what I learned in teacher school, teacher college there was, you know, the whole thing is to be able to boil it down to the simplest possible thing so the person can understand, and then we build on that.
You know something, Phil, I'll make a comment from a New Mexico reverse mortgage. Mace, the, mm-hmm. the young, I shouldn't say young fella. he's not a young fella, but he's very talented and very good at what he does. And one of the things that I've been doing is going, sitting with him and just listening to him and how he approaches the clients. And he finds out exactly what's important to them
mm-hmm.
and tailors what they need to those needs. And it's amazing.
It's the key to success in education at any level, mm-hmm. to understand what the person wants to learn and then finding the language or the gestures or the particular thing that makes it possible for them to make the first inroads. Mm-hmm. And then it all comes through after that.
That's great service. All right. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters is heard weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KKOB. I failed to ask Phil and Carol for their contact information, and I want to give that to you. They're great people. They've got a wonderful business, and give them a call and support them if you can. It's Computer Corner. Right now they're at 4410 Manal Northeast here in Albuquerque. Their phone number is 505-881-2333. And it's CompCorner.com. Give them a call if you get a chance. All right. This week from New Mexico Reverse Mortgage's weekly Q&A, our questions came in. We got two. One was, I'm 64 years old. My wife is 58. We have a mortgage with a large monthly payment, but have about 50% equity in the home. Can we get a reverse mortgage? And that's a great question. Yes, you can. You can get a reverse mortgage in your name only to pay off your current mortgage. A few years ago, this would have caused a problem for your wife if you died first, as she would have been required to pay off the reverse mortgage upon your death. However, with the new reverse mortgage rules that are currently in place, your younger spouse is now protected and can stay in her home for as long as she lives or chooses to without any principal and interest payment. Of course, as with any other mortgage, she must continue to maintain the property, pay taxes and insurance. And then the second question we got emailed to us was, I see lots of advertisements for reverse mortgage companies. Is there a difference from one company to the next? And again, I think that's a good question. Most reverse mortgages are guaranteed through FHA and follow HUD guidelines. There may be some small variations as one company may interpret the guidelines differently than another, but the meat of the program is the same. That said, I believe that there's a huge difference between companies and the people that represent those companies. Many senior homeowners call national companies that don't have a local presence, only to feel that they're being pushed by a telemarketer to enter into a product that they don't understand. Most people prefer to, you know, they want to sit down with a reverse mortgage professional, you know, someone who lives here, who's a neighbor, and actually take the time to help the homeowner and their family understand whether a reverse mortgage can accomplish their goals. So we appreciate you sending your questions in. Continue to do so. Next on the program, I have Jason Pike, and I have looked forward to having Jason on the program since he agreed to do it. And I want to tell you a little bit about Jason, but I want to tell you in kind of an odd way. In my way of thinking, there are three kinds of loan officers. There's one that shows up at the office, and if anything good happens to he or she, it's completely by accident. Then you've got the second kind that they're somewhat fragmented, but really can't seem to pull things together. And then you've got the third that, you know, is knowledgeable, understands his or her craft, and is able to pull things together. Those are the three. But then you have somebody that is as gifted as Jason Pike is. And you walk around the office and you talk to different loan officers or different people on the staff, and they'll say, and it is true, there's only one Jason Pike. And that is honestly the truth. He is so good at what he does. It's just amazing. So I'm thrilled to have you on the show, Jason.
Thank you, Dirk. That's very nice of you.
Well, it's just all true. So how did you get started in the mortgage business?
Well, my father had a real estate company since I was born, and I grew up in real estate, and I actually was a real estate agent for about 2 years, and I just decided that I was better in finance and mm-hmm. was able to help my referral partners get transactions through and help borrowers get into a house. It's rewarding.
It is rewarding. You know, you won't remember this, but it was one of the first times that I actually got to interact with you very much. It was when my wife worked at North American.
Yes, sir.
And we were talking about something, and you told me that you use different colored dots on files. This is what I remember. It's been a long time ago, but that told you when to pick up those files during the week. So one of the things that you do really well is you're extremely organized, right?
Systems. 32 years in the industry, you create systems, and I did do the dots for many years, but things have changed. We're a little bit automated at these days.
Did you hear that, Bob? Yeah, well, that makes sense. You put systems in place.
Systems, and I change. I'm always redefining and changing and trying to get better, more efficient. I really enjoy making people happy and get into their homes. And nothing pleases me more than a customer to walk away feeling that we did a very good job for them. And that's what I really look forward to.
It's amazing. How do you compare to the online lenders who advertise so much?
Well, the biggest difference is every transaction to me is important. And when you have a mass volume of customers coming in, it really, you just expect a lot of fallout. And the big online lenders, their ratios of closing transactions are not as high as ours.
Uh-huh.
And when somebody actually starts a transaction with me and we originate a transaction, once we get it in the system and going, it does not fall through unless something comes up with the appraisal or an inspection or something like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas I've heard that some of these online lenders, their fall through is 35% after a full 30-day process. And, you know, that's heart-wrenching.
Yeah, they're not doing enough homework up front.
That's correct. And you know, and earlier you said someone called and asked, what's the difference between your company versus another company?
Mm-hmm.
It's really not company, it's individual. And like, you know, you're a very experienced person at your craft, as Mace and Mr. Mitchell are.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference between choosing a professional, because it's like getting financial advice or even, you know, going to a different, not all doctors are the same, not all realtors are the same. So you want to get an expert at their field so they can make your transaction as smooth as possible, and furthermore, give you financial advice. It's not as easy as filling in the blanks, and that's really what I tell people.
Well, you know, another thing that you and I talked a little bit about off air was the staff that you have around you. You know, and I commented on seeing the underwriters and some of the staff that, you know, we've known for years. And that in itself builds a lot of confidence.
Yes, sir. The advantage that I have with my company at First Mortgage is that everything is done internal in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the time that I say hello to the customer to the time that we actually fund the transaction and give the seller the money, it never leaves my location, which is on Academy Road. So our efficiency is very high.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes sense. The lenders that mention no documentation, or easy documentation like Rocket. How do you respond to that type of situation?
Well, first of all, everybody in America qualifies subject to something. And so when you get a fast approval, in general, every lender can do so because it's automated underwriting, but it has conditions of the approval. So something has to be verified. And in some cases, these lenders, they actually don't ask the consumer for any information, but what they do is they just actually verify it directly with the employer. Well, that's not really bad, but it's slower. And in some cases, like the big national lenders that advertise, they have actually become very good at it, where they verify, they send verification of employments direct, as opposed to whereas we're accustomed to getting pay stubs and W-2 forms to verify that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. In some cases, we have to send verification of employments, but there is no longer a no documentation loan where you just don't verify anything. That's a thing of the past and probably a good thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember them well. Are interest rates the same at all lenders?
The answer is yes, but the difference is the cost to get that interest rate. Mm-hmm. And so what I inform my customers is the higher the interest rate, the lower your closing costs, and vice versa. The lower the interest rate, the higher the closing costs. So every lender charges different fees to get that interest rate. They're called origination charges, not to be confused with origination fees. The origination fees are generally discount points to buy down the interest rate. And with the discount points, that costs you more up front. And sometimes it's advantageous to pay discount points. But in general, it just depends on how long you're going to live in the property.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, it's advantageous to take a higher interest rate and actually let the lender pay all your closing costs, because the break even could be 7-8 years before you even break even.
Mm-hmm. And you go through all that type of thing depending on the client.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to remind our listeners to call Jason and ask him questions. While we've got him here, ask him. Again, the phone number is 243-3333. What do you think is the best mortgage product available?
Again, it depends on how long you're going to live in the property. One thing that I will say is there's not a better loan on the planet than a VA loan. If you're a qualified veteran, there positively is not a better loan than VA. I think I probably originate more VA loans than anybody in the state. I shouldn't say any place. The veteran is deceived. They think they have to go to a certain lender for a VA loan, and that's not the case.
Okay, we'll follow up with that when we come back. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things seniors, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, is heard live weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 770KKLB.com. All right, I'm continuing my conversation with Jason Pike. And Jason, we were talking about what's best for the customer.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, if a loan officer is not asking a question to the consumer about how long they're going to be in the house, and, you know, again, like going back to what Computer Corner was referencing, like, you know your audience and what's important to them,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then, you know, giving them a product that is actually, that represents them. Often, I will actually refer New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, because there's programs that benefit the consumer more than the loan officer.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I think that's really where you become a difference in you're in a different league, is where you're not afraid to refer your competition.
Uh-huh.
There are people in town that do things better than I do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not afraid to say you really need to speak to somebody about this. And in many cases, the seniors really should look at reverse mortgages, not only to get on a refinance, but even on a purchase.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I were speaking about that this morning,
mm-hmm.
on her parents.
Yeah, they're wonderful products.
Absolutely.
They really are. Well, and I was glad to hear you talk about VA loans.
Yes, sir.
Veterans kind of have a special place for me. I did some work at the National Cemetery, some chaplain work. And I know that in some cases, anyway, there are loan officers that will kind of steer a veteran away from a VA loan because they're not comfortable doing them. And why do you think they're really good loans for vets?
Well, first of all, it depends on the down payment, but typically VA loans have a lower interest rate, lower upfront costs, and even with zero down, in many cases, the VA funding fee is not very much compared to paying PMI.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of lenders that steer away from VA loans, it's because there's a little bit more paperwork for the lender to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason to be lazy, on the lending side of it, as opposed to giving the right program to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And VA loans are positively the best loan on the planet and the lowest down payment. And then you can go into first-time buyer programs, which you can get them with $500 down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no age restrictions for first-time buyer. A first-time buyer is defined as not owning a house in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's income-based. So depending on how much income you make, it's limited to you cannot make too much money for that program. But often you have to make sure that your lender is putting you and the consumer in the right program to benefit you, not them.
And when you're talking about really one of the better programs for first-time buyers, you're talking about the MFA product?
I am.
Okay.
That and just FHA in itself, you don't have to be a first-time buyer to use a FHA, and it requires 3.5% down. FHA is a little bit more credit-forgiving than conventional. First-time buyers and conventional loans can get in with 3% down.
Mm-hmm.
And so the biggest challenge that I seem to have when I am counseling consumers that are calling in, they have many have credit challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the next challenge would be not enough money for down payment.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't know where to access this money. Number one, you can get a gift from family. That's 100% acceptable on every product. And secondly, a lot of people don't think about borrowing against their 401k. If you borrow from your 401k, the interest that you pay often goes back to yourself.
Right. Actually, my wife and I are just doing that for some teeth issues she's having. So that's very current for us. Is the mortgage process now really difficult?
No. It's no different than 32 years ago when I got in. There was a time of about 5 or 6 years that the documentation became very easy. And when we did have the no documentation loans, there was not much to the loan documentation.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, just an appraisal and credit report. These days, it's basically the same old thing. The difference now is that we have, automation, and it actually has made it easier, because if you get a non-biased approval based on a credit decision from an automated service, it takes out the personal opinion of maybe an underwriter. And now that an underwriter can still override that, or actually either good or bad.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's become easier in some senses.
Huh, that's an interesting perspective.
And people asked me yesterday if rates have gone up. And my question is, no, we're down 16% from 1983.
It's all how you look at it. Well, how about this? Why you and First Mortgage?
Well, you know, it's all personality. I guess it's really how you feel about the person that you're working with. And, you know, one thing that you'll get from me are the facts and a promise to do. I really do my best to under-promise and over-deliver, I will never do anything that is not right for the consumer. I have 32 years of history and probably a little over 99.9% approval rating. There's always a few that you can never please.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've made mistakes myself, but I do my best not to make those mistakes and creating my communication is probably one of the best in the industry as far as keeping people informed and setting expectations.
Is that, Jason, do you do, with as much volume as you do, do you do a lot of that personally, or do you have your staff that intertwines with some of that?
I do my staff, which is wonderful. They help me originate loans and process loans, but at the end of the day, it all funnels to me, and I do it myself.
Yeah.
My day starts very early and ends very late.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's amazing. You're like a machine.
Systems.
All systems. You know what? When you have somebody come to you initially to start the application process, talk about that conversation. How did that go?
Well, for me, again, you know, the one of the first things that I'm going to ask the consumer is exactly how long do they think they're going to be in the home?
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And then I just kind of segment into what's best for them.
Okay, well, we've got Alma that wants to ask us a question. Hi, Alma. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'll be 75 in August. And I am a widowed, divorced. I have quite a substantial mortgage still. I recently refinanced last year in July, and that's the only big bill I've got. I'm having escrow taken out for my property taxes and insurance, and would a reverse mortgage help me?
Yes, it would. And let me ask you to do this, Alma, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a phone number. It's our office phone number.
Okay.
It's 897-4900. And give us a call Monday morning.
Okay.
Okay? And I appreciate you calling, Alma. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Jason, we've got about 30 seconds left. Do you want to give everybody your contact information?
I do, but I want to start off with something that I missed. We are required to give our NMLS number, and my number is 471725, and this is to protect the consumer. And you can find me at First Mortgage Company, and my phone number is 505-828-9400, and my website is pikelending.com. I hope to help you.
Well, you know what, Jason? It's been an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
It really, really has been. Thank you, Jason. I'd like to have you come back at some point. I want to thank Phil Shorter and Carol Petronovich. I hope I said that right, Carol. And Jason for being my guest. I also want to thank my producer, Bob, as well as the 770 KKOB team for making Gray Matters Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with Dirt Gray, your favorite place for all things senior, and you, our audience, for joining today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to the voice of reverse mortgages and seniors in New Mexico. If you'd like to call, the office phone number is 505-897-4900 or go to 770kkob.com. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dirk Gray.